Pennsylvania's new school funding formula has been lauded on both sides of the aisle for bringing rationality and equity to the education budgeting process in Harrisburg. But that doesn't mean that all districts are happy with it. In the final piece of Keystone Crossroads' ongoing series on rural school districts in Pennsylvania, education reporter Kevin McCory sends this story from Erie County.
Corey area high school senior Brian McGinnett is a tried-and-true country boy.
Wake up, feed chickens, get the eggs, water them, and then off to school.
McGinnett has struggled with some traditional academic subjects, but has thrived in Corey's vocational program in construction.
Mom said I couldn't do something, and I proved her wrong. I made something of myself, and I did it. Pretty much, I have a guaranteed job after school.
The Corey School District sits in the northwest corner of the state, sprawling a 250-square-mile chunk of Erie, Warren, and Crawford counties. And the Votec offerings are top-notch. There's a mill shop.
This is a Bridgeport mill, very versatile mill.
An automotive shop.
The back half of the chassis is bent.
And even a hydroponic gardening classroom.
The plants are cleaning the water but benefiting from it at the same time.
That's on top of programs in nursing, daycare, multimedia production, welding. The list goes on.
So these are impressive facilities.
They are. So I said we don't look, perform, or act poor. There's just no question about it.
Superintendent William Nichols says it's exactly the sort of opportunity-giving hub that a district serving a largely poor, needy student body like this one requires. But
our kids are very fortunate to have the program they have now. So I defend that program. The problem I see is we're not going to be able to keep those programs.
What's the problem? Why does he think the programs are going away? Three words. Fair funding formula.
Fair equitable funding to us is gone. It's over. Only way we'll get money is to terminate people and programs.
Some background is needed here. For years, the state doled out education spending in a way that protected districts like Corey that have seen large decreases in population. So no matter how many students a district lost year to year, state funding was never scaled back. Money flowed without regard for actual student enrollment, and these districts were, quote, held harmless. It's why if you look at state funding, many rural districts in the western half of the state get the most money per pupil. This dynamic has allowed a district like Corey, for instance, to build things like its own state-of-the-art Votec wing, clearly a benefit for students like McGinnett.
Taking all the rotten wood off, sandblasting this. Buddy over there sandblasting it.
Then, last year, the state came up with the new funding formula. It's based on a variety of factors, including student poverty and, crucially, actual enrollment. And that means, as the formula is phased in, many of those hold harmless districts stand to lose big, even Corey, where more than 60% of the students are considered poor.
All right, guys, I think you've had long enough, so let's put your cards away.
Chemistry teacher Roxanne Doherty says classrooms already have been feeling the pinch.
Now, rather than doing the experiments, things that we used to do, we are down to a few experiments, not very many, because we don't have the money to buy the supplies that are necessary.
And with a less generous allotment of state funding coming in, that puts a greater burden on local taxpayers. A tough ask in a community that's seen factories shuttered and opportunities diminished.
A lot of the well-paying jobs have moved out, so the poverty level has grown. It's makes everything a little more difficult.
Kelly Craig was born and raised in Corey and is now the high school principal. He's worried most about senior citizens.
The older people, taxes keep going up and their money doesn't keep going up. They just keep squeezing their belt tighter and it's not fair. I don't know what the answer is.
At the same time, faculty say student need in Corey is increasing. They say the economic depression in the area has fueled a drug crisis that's led to students growing up in some very unideal circumstances. Susan Barrow was the high school guidance counselor before becoming the supervisor of the Votec program.
Now you have kids who go home one night. There's different people in their house. They don't know who's coming or going. They move in with so-and-so because they're out of money. They have, 10, 12 people living in the house. You know, maybe you had a kid that was a little bit depressed 20 years ago. Now we have kids who are actively suicidal, who need mental health treatment all the time. They're constantly being evaluated for inpatient treatment.
To Superintendent Nichols, the problem with the new school funding formula stems from the disconnect that he sees between the needs on the ground and action in Harrisburg.
We get a lot of low income from this trailer park.
Driving around with Nichols, we come upon a trailer park where bedsheets are used as curtains.
There may be 5-6 kids, mom, boyfriend.
A neighborhood in the center of town filled with dilapidated apartments.
And some are transient families. You can rent one of these apartments if you have $100 down. $200 a month, and probably your electric bills included.
The area is also home to a federal low-income housing program.
Family members show up drunk, fights break out, mom gets abused. So a lot of high school kids will stand up to their dads, stepdads, boyfriends. So that's the number one thing you read in the paper.
This all gets at a central tension in Pennsylvania school funding. The districts that are the biggest winners in the new formula are some of the largest urban ones, with even greater concentrations of poverty than Corey. These districts have justification to say that lawmakers have for too long overlooked their needs, and many could look to Corey with envy for what they've been able to offer. In order to appease both sides and create a more equitable and adequate system overall, advocates say the state should dramatically increase the state education budget each year. But that would require a lot of new revenue from taxpayers, which many in the legislature say would be untenable. In the meantime, the formula means districts like Corey are adjusting to a leaner new normal. Kevin McCrory, Keystone Crossroads.